Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, August 19th, 2019. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have west winds 5 knots today, wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and northwest swells 5 feet at 11 seconds apart. And today I'm going to be talking with you about a water rescue at Cape Mears. On Friday that happened. Some kids were in the water. They got caught in a really strong rip current and pulled out to sea. Some adults went in to rescue them, and they became seriously injured. So I just want to talk to you a little bit about this rip current issue that is so prevalent here. The rip currents are very strong, and this is a very avoidable problem, but it seems as though we're having a lot of issues with it on our beaches this summer. So I just want to put the word out there again about what to look for and how you can protect yourself. And maybe if you see somebody doing something that you know is not very smart or safe, maybe they're not from around here and they're visiting, maybe you could just politely say, hey, you know, watch out for this. But we'll talk about that in just a minute. First of all, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 7 in our Astoria anchorages, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Teal Arrow. She's arriving from South Korea, headed for our Vancouver anchorage upriver. She's going to the Port of Portland eventually to pick up soda ash. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 a.m. That would put her in Vancouver probably around 3:30 p.m. The ATB Sound Reliance is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. She's got refined petroleum as her cargo. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 a.m. and arrive in Portland at about 3:30 p.m. The Arequipa Queen is arriving from offshore, headed for the Calama Anchorage. She's picking up wheat for export. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 p.m., put her in Calama by about 2:30 a.m. tomorrow. The Echolus Leader is arriving from offshore, headed for, she's from Japan, coming to Portland, rather. So arriving from Japan, headed for the Port of Portland to pick up Toyotas, passing Astoria around 10:30 a.m., arriving in Portland around 2:30 p.m. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the Barrow Island heading for Longview today. She's picking up soda ash there, leaving around 2 p.m., arriving in Longview, rather, around 5:30 p.m. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the MSXT Athena, the Nord Columbia, the Pan Daisy, the Lemisos Wind, and the 4 Coal awaiting orders. And at the Rice Island anchorage, a little upriver from Astoria, the Blessed Luck is there. So there's a lot of really fun ship-watching opportunities for ships that are not moving, so you can get a better look at them, especially if you have a pair of binoculars that you can use to check out what's happening there. In our outbounders, the ATB Dublin C is leaving Portland with petroleum on board at about 6 p.m. Look for her passing Astoria about midday. The Tufty is leaving Longview with logs on board around noon, so maybe mid-afternoon she'll pass Astoria outbound. The Aerosort is leaving Longview with petcoke on board, leaving around 3:30 p.m., so maybe early evening, 7 p.m. or so, passing Astoria outbound. The Unison Jasper is leaving Calama 5 p.m., I could pass Astoria outbound around 10 p.m., and the Little Prince is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board. 9:30 p.m., headed outbound, 3:30 a.m., Tuesday, she could pass Astoria outbound in the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. Well, this rescue, let me share a little bit from an article from the Tillamook Headlight Herald about this. And it's, there have been some rip current injuries and deaths so far this year. So this is a really serious issue, and I want to bring it to your attention again because it just is, this particular story brings out the fact that it's not always the people who get caught in the problem who get hurt. It's the people who try to rescue them who get hurt or even die. Authorities said 2 adults were seriously injured during efforts to rescue 2 children on Friday. This is at Cape Mears. Around noontime, personnel from the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office and other related law enforcement were called to the beach at Cape Mears for a water rescue. A statement from the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office said 2 children were reportedly swept offshore and into deep water by strong rip currents. The children were rescued from the water by beachgoers before emergency personnel arrived. And that probably saved the kids' lives, even though it evidently seriously injured the rescuers. The statement said during the effort to get the children out of the water, 2 adults reportedly sustained serious injuries were taken to Tillamook Regional Medical Center. The names of those involved and their condition is not known right now. But Rip currents represent a significant danger to people who are swimming and playing in the water on our beaches. It's very important to be aware of this danger, as tragedy can strike quickly. If not for the heroic efforts of the witnesses on scene, this could have been an enormous tragedy. Now, a rip current was said to have been responsible for the death of a man who was swimming in the ocean near Nehalem Bay State Park on August 2nd. Three men who were reportedly without wetsuits, they were just swimming and swim trunks, were reported to have been pulled out to the ocean in this fatal incident. According to the Tillamook County Sheriff's Office, since January of this year, Tillamook County emergency responders have been called out to 27 water rescues. That's in Tillamook County alone. And 22% of them were related to rip currents. So what's a rip current? Well, a rip current is a relatively narrow, and that's good, but it's a very fast-moving current in the beach surf zone. So it's moving away from the beach. It's a very natural thing. The water is returning. The water that comes in and the surf has to go back out, and it tends to go out in these narrow, fast-moving channels. They can be strong and fast, and they can also have undertows, and they occur along beaches pretty much everywhere, but certainly along the Oregon coast. When you combine these currents with cooler water temperatures and the chill, wind chill factor from beach winds, you've been just hearing about the windy days on the beach that we've been having lately, even the best swimmers can run into trouble. So it's not something, it's not a function of your being a poor swimmer. Anybody, it's impossible to swim against a rip current. So if you get caught in one, you're going to get pulled out. So here's what Gordon McCraw, Tillamook County Emergency Manager, says. If you find yourself in a rip current, just stay calm, even though your tendency is going to be to panic as you see yourself being pulled swiftly away from the beach. Try to swim sideways, parallel to the coastline. You will quickly get out of the current. They're just not that wide. And once you're free of it, you can swim back to shore. The waves will tend to push you back on shore. But if you're unable to escape the current, try to float and tread water and yell and wave your arms and let people know. And never swim alone. Always have someone with you. But a little bit more about how to spot a rip current. Now, this is the thing. You know, I'm asking people to become water watchers. When you get to the beach, just take a minute and look at the water. Just look at it. If you sit there and just or stand there and watch the water, you'll see patterns. So here's what you're looking for. Change in the water color from the surrounding water, either it's murky from sediments, seaweed, or things that are floating in the water. A gap in the breaking waves, you know, that curl where the waves break and is kind of white. Look for gaps in there where the water looks fairly calm. That actually can be a place where water is swiftly zipping back out to sea, and you just can't quite tell that that's happening. If you see kind of a choppy surface that extends out in like a band from perpendicular to the beach, that could be a rip current. And if you see floating objects in the water that are moving seaward, stay out of that area. Though water in the rip may also be colder than surrounding water. So just some things to think about. There are no lifeguards on most beaches. I don't know if there are some municipal lifeguards in some locales, but in general, you're going to go to the beach and there are no lifeguards there. The water is cold. We have a big tidal swing here. There's often wind blowing, and when the waves are coming perpendicular to the beach, as they often are here from the west, that just makes it even more likely that there are going to be strong rip currents out there. So take a moment and just look when you're at the beach. Just watch it. This is a case where kids almost died. They were very, very lucky. And I don't know what the condition is of their rescuers, but all of this could have been avoided by just paying a little more attention. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful and safe day.